This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said today that Naxalism does not benefit anyone and that only peace can pave the way for development. Addressing the closing ceremony of the Bastar Olympics in Jagdalpur, Chhattisgarh, he reiterated the government's resolve to end Naxalism by March 31, 2026. He said the centre has decided to transform Chhattisgarh's Bastar Division into the most developed tribal region in the country over the next 5 years.
In the next 5 years, we have decided to make Bastar the country's most developed tribal division. In this endeavor, the Chhattisgarh government under the leadership of Sri Vishnudev Sai and the government of India under the leadership of our Prime Minister Narendra Modi will move forward shoulder to shoulder to make Bastar a developed Bastar.
Mr. Shah said Naxalism had stalled development in the region, but a new chapter of progress would begin once the menace is eliminated. The Home Minister appealed to those still associated with the outlawed Maoist to lay down their arms and join the mainstream of the society. The Enforcement Directorate ED has conducted searches at 40 locations across multiple districts and states as part of an ongoing probe in the Saqib Nachan case connected to an IS-linked module. Saqib Nachan was earlier arrested by the National Investigative Agency for his alleged active involvement in promoting terrorist activities. The ED conducted searches at Pagda Borivali region near Mumbai, Delhi, Kolkata, Hazaribagh, Prayagraj, Daman and Ratnagiri, among other locations. During the course of search operations, movable assets worth over 9 crore 70 lakh rupees in the form of cash, gold jewellery and gold bullion were recovered and seized. Various other incriminating materials such as documents, literature promoting radicalization and digital devices were also seized. In Kerala, the Congress-led opposition UDF made gains in the local body elections across the state. The BJP-led NDA also registered significant progress, particularly in the state capital Thiruvananthapuram. A key highlight of the results is the NDA's victory in the Thiruvananthapuram corporation. The UDF emerged with a majority in 367 gram panchayats, while the LDF secured control of 234. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed gratitude to the people across Kerala for voting for NDA candidates in the local body polls in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the mandate the party has got in the Thiruvananthapuram Corporation is a watershed moment in the Kerala's politics. The nation today paid tributes to the security personnel and victims who lost their lives while defending the parliament during a terrorist attack 24 years ago on 13 December 2001. A condolence meeting was organized at the Parliament House premises to pay floral tributes to martyrs who sacrificed their lives during this terrorist attack. A solemn tribute ceremony was held outside the old Parliament building, Samvidhan Sadan, where Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan led parliamentarians in offering floral tributes. During the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid his respects along with leaders from both the ruling NDA and the opposition. President Draupadi Murmu also paid tribute to the brave security personnel and said the nation salutes the courage, valour and sacrifice of the heroes whose devotion to duty continues to guide India's national spirit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a bilateral visit to the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan from December 15 to 16 at the invitation of His Majesty King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein. The visit, Prime Minister Modi's first full-fledged bilateral engagement with Jordan, coincides with the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries and comes amid sustained high-level political engagements between New Delhi and Amman. In Squash World Cup 2025, India stormed into the finals after defeating defending champions Egypt in the semi-finals in Chennai this evening. The host registered a 3-0 win over Egypt to register their best ever performance in the Squash World Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.